What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin. Theodore, breathe in, breathe out, me and more, breathe in, breathe out, never mind, it was time, number nine, let my lies, feline, with a death wish, be right, didn't have, no name on a guest list, hold on, with a guest list.
It was a big night for the Astros last night. Big doesn't mean good, big can mean bad, but it was a news-worthy night last night. The Astros make a trade, and the reaction immediately afterwards was, not positive. I don't think people even like the thought that Jake Bloss was going anywhere. Jake Bloss was the scheduled starter last night against Pittsburgh. And when he gets scratched and then the news comes out that he's not injured, then everyone, okay, something's brewing. The Astros were rumored to be in position or at least trying to acquire a starting pitcher to help their rotation. And we'll hear from Dana Brown. He spoke last night. And I was trying to figure out if that was unorthodox. Like, to come out the night of the trade, particularly when you're not acquiring a superstar, you're acquiring a pitcher from the Blue Jays who had not pitched well recently. And sure, the guys you're trading are in the building. It's not like you're trading minor leaguers who are at Sugar Land or in Corpus. They're in your building, walking out the door. There's video of them leaving the clubhouse, and then there's audio from the media talking to them. But the after-game presser from the general manager, I wonder if that's a normal occurrence or maybe because of the reaction. I don't know. I would have expected him to show up today and discuss it. But he was out there, took the questions, and we'll hear from Dana Brown. Joe Espada talked about it as well. I don't understand it. Well, I do understand it. I know why they did it. I just don't know why this player, they believed, in Kikuchi, you say Kikuchi. I don't think we said his first name all show long. Mostly because Kikuchi is a name that, wow, it attracts attention. He's not a one-name guy. He doesn't pitch well enough for that. But Kikuchi, look, I'm not going to pretend like the jokes weren't flying in the group chat.
He might become that at some point. No, well, he might be a one-name guy, but not because of
ability or what he's done.
No, it's just like name another Kikuchi.
But if, well, I can't. I don't know a lot about Japan. Maybe it's a name that's very common. I just don't know, and we don't hear it here very much.
No.
So you say Kikuchi is the pitcher that was acquired last night, and did it take everything like Thanos would say? No, but it took a lot. It took Wagner, it took Loperfido, and it took Bloss. And as I was saying before I distracted myself, I think most people weren't thrilled with the fact that Bloss was likely the one headed out, but I think they were able to comfort themselves with saying, well, you're trading a guy who may be something for a guy you think can help you down the stretch, where Jake Bloss was someone you probably weren't going to count on to even help you get to the postseason because he's just young. And it turns out it wasn't just Jake Bloss. It was another player on your major league roster, and then also the son of Billy Wagner, which is all I know him for right now. We'll see what he becomes later. It felt like a lot. It felt like a lot for a guy who has, well, to be fair, stunk the last month or so plus. And it also feels like desperation for a team who may be not telling us a lot or everything about their other starters who are injured. Because if you think Verlander is going to be back relatively soon and you think Garcia is going to be back, where's Kikuchi pitching? Like, let's go with the positivity that Verlander is going to be back in the next couple weeks. And Garcia is going to be available before September hits. When would Kikuchi be pitching for this team? How many starts would this guy get down the stretch? I know we can talk six-man rotation, but at the end of the day, you traded what you may not consider a lot, but feels like a lot when we talk about the lack of talent and depth in the Astros rotation minor league system for a guy who, if everything broke right and you got your two frontline guys back, would make what? Maybe four starts if you got those guys back, which makes me think maybe you're not going to get them back at a reasonable amount of time, or you're hedging. You're not sure. Beyond the trade, which is certainly a topic of conversation, what does it mean for the other guys? Because if you're okay trading three prospects, you must think Kikuchi's going to play a big part down the stretch. And we'll hear from Dana Brown about it. That's the part I don't understand. What does it say about the guys that we've been talking about all year, almost every day, wondering when they're going to be available? And we heard Verlander pitched recently and no reports about any setbacks. That's my big takeaway from it. Is Kikuchi a guy who's going to be pitching in a big series in September as you're trying to win the division because Verlander and Garcia aren't available? Or is it just, hey, why not have six guys we can lean on because we expect the other two to come back? That's a question for later. Dana Brown didn't answer that question, or maybe he wasn't even asked. He likely wasn't asked that question last night. He was asked a lot about why Kikuchi and why the cost, because the cost feels steep despite maybe a lack of belief in the Astros prospects going out. People like the three guys who got traded. So Dana Brown, last night, answering questions about the price and what Kikuchi might bring. Here he is.
The market right now is such. So, you know, a lot of these guys are, you know, getting, they have high price tags. You know, in order to get a major league starter with that type of arm, I mean, you're going to have to give up some pretty good players that hurt. You know, and it's pretty difficult to give up young talent. But at the end of the day, you know, we're trying to really stabilize our rotation so that we can get back to the postseason and potentially get deep into the postseason.
So stabilize the rotation, I understand. You have a Spencer Arrighetti, Jake Bloss, you didn't feel comfortable depending on when you're trying to make the postseason. All that, I understand. The price feels too high. That's all. And the initial reaction, I understand the negativity. And, of course, 3 years from now, if those prospects aren't living up to whatever potential Astro fans had for them, it'll be forgotten unless Kikuchi's terrible. If he's terrible, I don't think we'll let anyone forget about it. But if he's okay, the Astros make the playoffs. And, you know, maybe they don't win the World Series because this isn't a great team, at least they haven't shown that this year. I think it will be a trade that is remembered when we're trying to pick apart some of the reasons why Dana Brown isn't here anymore, because we always have to do the autopsy. But if those guys aren't any good in Toronto or in any future trade, if they're traded away for something else, we'll get over it. I do think Lance brought up a good point. He normally doesn't do that, so I'll give him credit. It's just who he is. What does it keep you from doing later? You're giving up these three guys for this pitcher. What does it prevent you from doing in a different moment if another trade is needed? I don't know if a trade is going to happen between now and, now 5 p.m. today, as far as the deadline is concerned. But what about next year or in the offseason? If a player becomes available, you're even less equipped to acquire a player. The money that it would cost and all those things as far as Kikuchi and what he's going to cost you and draft slots, it's less of my concern. They're about the here and now, and the trade was made to try to go win a World Series. I just don't know if you say Kikuchi is exactly the guy I would have been like, you know what, he's going to put us over the top. and we're going to trade two guys off our major league roster to do it.
That, to me, is a big part of this trade, too. It's also probably why the fans are, or were, at least initially, as upset as they were on Twitter and melting down, is because it wasn't like they were trading some prospects are
faces they recognize.
Yeah, in single A, they're years away from contributing. If they do contribute, it's like, no, this is a guy who is going to start today.
Yeah, and he was scheduled to start that night. And you also have a guy who, despite his lack of hitting and the striking out and stuff, has been a plus defender.
Yeah.
So they are expected at least to contribute the rest of the way, and you got rid of him for, to be honest, a guy who stunk the last handful of starts. Yeah.
Also, Joey Loperfido, probably the quickest, oh my God, this guy's the savior, call him up now and have him play first base to save us from Jose Abreu to he got traded for Yusei Kikuchi.
Yeah, he wasn't even playing first base. He was an above competent outfielder, certainly, as far as the defensive outfielder is concerned. But you know what?
3 months ago, everyone was he's blowing their brains out if he didn't get called up.
Yeah, and to play first base. He was supposed to be the next. Look at the power numbers. Look what he's doing. And then the Space Cowboys showed him playing first base and then eventually had to, you know, get rid of it while we're still doing this whole Jose Abreu thing. And now he's gone. All that wasted digital ink you guys are using to talk about Loperfido, over. Unnecessary. Wasted.
Left the country.
He's not. Yeah, he got deported to Toronto. And now Kikuchi is your, at this point, fourth starter. And we'll see where he lines up in the rotation if health ever becomes a real thing and you get Garcia and Verlander back. Oh, by the way, you also lost a game last night. We're talking about the here and now. The here and now is you had a chance to go a game up against over the Mariners because the Mariners were getting their asses kicked by the Red Sox. And then you're up 2-1. Well, 2-0, but 2-1 late in the game. And the combo of Presley and Hader didn't get it done. There are some numbers for Josh Hader, courtesy of our Jeremy Branham, our very own Jeremy Branham. The difference between Josh Hader as a closer and Josh Hader in any other situation, I'll bring to you when we come back. More sound from the people involved in the big trade last night. Joe Spada spoke. Loperfido spoke. He was a little choked up, understandably so. Didn't want to leave. Now he's got to learn a whole different language. Canadian. I hope Loperfido has a great time. We have a former Astro, which I think he mentioned in the clip. George Springer's up there. Try to get him as acclimated as possible to live in what appears to be a good city. Other than being expensive, which everything is now. Toronto doesn't have a bad reputation. I hope to see Loperfido at a Drake concert at some point. Hey, maybe he can be in Drake's response video to Kendrick. Because Drake's a Houston guy. Why not put George and Loperfido in that video? Kendrick had DeMar DeRozan in the video.
What a response.
I'm not sure Loperfido is an apt comp. If only Kendrick had mentioned Loperfido in one of his diss tracks.
Was he even an Astro during that?
he was a Space Cowboy. But, well, that thing started. How long has Loperfido been up on?
I don't know. It was like the start of May.
Maybe he was an Astro at that time and uniform.
I'm too emotional to look it up.
I understand. You don't want to recount the days his official debut.
The glory days.
All the emotion will come up.
Gosh, back the when diving catch against the Orioles.
Back when we had a belief he would save us from Jose Abreu and Jeff Bagwell's mistake. Yeah. Jeff Bagwell was like, I don't even want you to think about that guy anymore. I'm sending his ass to Toronto. Of course, we don't place blame on anyone quite yet. I don't know if there's anyone to blame. Could be a great move. And then we can try to divvy up the credit between the Fellowship of Mid as we saw Dana Brown and Jeff Bagwell consulting, and people lost their minds when that picture popped up yesterday.
It was literally that week. He got called up April 30th.
Oh, so Kendrick wasn't aware of Loperfido.
He might have been. If he was really locked in on Astros baseball.
Surprisingly, the L.A. rapper, who I don't even know if he likes sports, although he does know who DeMar DeRozan is, did not know who Lo Perfido was. That's okay. It's a missed opportunity. Maybe Drake responds with his Houston boys in his next video. Okay, I see Julian. I see Eric. We'll get to you on the other side. We'll play some sound as well because there's a lot to get to. And, of course, it didn't begin with the Astros when it came to bad news if we're couching the trade as bad. The Nico Autry suspended and has some things to say. Now, that happened right after this show ended, and we didn't get to it, but we'll get to it today. And his response, because apparently he thinks someone's out to get him, possibly. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Eric and Julian, we'll get to you as well. We're just getting started. We'll be back.
Kane is in the building.
This is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
This will be a sharp turn, mostly because of the people calling. Julian, we'll get to you here shortly. You want to talk TV show, so I guess that leads me into my review of Deadpool and Wolverine. I saw it yesterday. I wouldn't agree with whoever said there is no plot. Was it Julian who said that?
Yes, I think it was Julian. Might have been Anthony.
There is a,
I forgot.
They maybe called. No, Anthony called about House of the Dragon. I think Julian might have called about Deadpool Wolverine. Maybe. I wouldn't say there isn't any plot. I would just say the plot's not the most important part of the movie. Not even close. It is a lot about, hey, look who's here. Look who's here. Look at that person. I spent probably longer than I would have wanted to watch that particular movie. It's fine. It's not changing the MCU. I mean, we all knew this stuff was coming. You know, it's not a big deal. I did enjoy seeing, I can say this, she was in a trailer. I did enjoy seeing X-23. I remember that movie. Logan was great. Of course, it's Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool, so they had to dump all over that movie. And they did it very early. So be ready for that. It's fine. It ain't great. They've already made a lot of money. I'm not going to tell you to go see it in theaters. Go see it if you want. You can also just wait for it to come out. See it from the comfort of your home. The experience won't be that different. It's all the stuff we remember from Deadpool, just with a loser Wolverine in it at the beginning. It's not the Wolverine we're used to. Because he lost. But as you might expect, he might make a comeback. Just watch.
No.
He might make a comeback. It's an angrier Wolverine because things has gone poorly for him in his world. And there's a couple scenes at the very end. You're like, ooh, nostalgia.
All right.
That's all. Okay. Let's go with Julian since he wants to talk TV. Then we'll get to Eric who wants to talk Astros. What's up?
What it is, John Turkey. Presume innocent on Apple TV. Have you completed that?
I have.
I thought it was the boy. I didn't even think about the girl.
You just spoilers. What are we doing?
Kikuchi!
No. I had to talk him out of what he wanted to say. He wanted to call into the John Lance show and say something. It was more vulgar than what he just did there, which was fine.
I don't think spoiling an Apple TV Plus show.
Yeah, but it's a pretty popular show.
No one's watching.
I did. He did, obviously. Lance did. A lot of people watch that show. It's actually the problem for Apple TV is they do a bad job of promoting their shows. Hey, you got Jake Gyllenhaal in a show. He's done Netflix movies before. I don't think he's ever done TV before. You might want to tell people you got a movie star at one of your shows. Hey, Natalie Portman's in a mystery thriller on your network or your streaming service. You might want to tell people that Natalie Portman, who I don't believe has ever done TV since she's become a star. You might want to tell people about that. They do a poor job of promoting their stuff, but they pay a lot and bring some heat quite a bit. They just don't do a great job of letting people know. I mean, hell, we play a spot for the Acolyte over and over again, part of our deal with ESPN. Now streaming. The Acolyte's been off. The Acolyte's been everyone knows about that show.
Well, it's still streaming.
It's still streaming, but they like new. It still says new episodes every Tuesday. Not anymore.
Still streaming.
But it is still streaming because that's how streaming works.
If you don't watch it, then it's a new episode.
But it doesn't show up every Tuesday unless you just watch it every Tuesday to keep up the bit.
I do.
No, you
set
don't.
An alarm. For
you don't even like
o'clock.
Star Wars. You don't like Star Wars stuff. This is all a lie. You can't play me, Sean. I remember you talking about your lack of Star Wars interest, because every time we talk about The Acolyte, when we did with Michael Carroll, you might have even have pulled down the volume so you weren't spoiled, because you're over there doing stuff with Audition. I see you. I know what's going on in there, because I've done it before.
I'm not even pulling down the audio.
Oh, you don't
so
care.
I don't get spoiled.
Yeah, you don't care about. You just
if I get spoiled.
Yeah, you don't care about Star Wars. So don't try to play me, Sean. I know what's going on in there.
If anything, the spoiler might get me to watch it.
Yeah, The Acolyte was another one of Disney Plus's Star Wars stuff. It's
yeah,
like, it's fine.
Exactly. That's why I don't care. It's because they make a 6.5 every time.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, I will say Andor is better than that.
Okay.
And mostly because it's not anything like Star Wars, even though it has the Rogue One character. Some of the Rogue One characters, it's nothing like Star Wars.
Yeah,
which makes it great.
Rogue One was like not very Star Wars,
and that's why it was good. At least in my eyes.
Makes it think.
Odd, huh? Hey, stop doing Star Wars stuff. Star Wars.
Yeah, give me just grounded dramas.
Yeah, maybe I'm an alien racist.
Whoa!
But the reason I like Andor, because there wasn't anything featuring an alien being. Well,
there wasn't like the wacky like Jamaican frog friend
or whatever, or just a walking humanoid type that's an alien. None of that stuff. I hate. Get out of my face. Just give me regular-looking humans in Star Wars, and I'm good.
I like them in the background. Like, look at that.
Yeah, just walk around. But I want you to be an extra. I don't want any speaking parts from you.
Yeah, I agree. We're aligned on that.
Yeah, I figured that out. I don't want it. I don't. You know, stuff that makes Star Wars Star Wars. I don't want any of it in my Star Wars shows.
Misa's so scared, Andor. Get out of my face.
That's beyond nonsense. But yes, the Jar Jar stupid. Yes, but even just regular, like, get the Wookiee out of my face. I don't care.
Oh wow. That is controversial.
Unless it's the original Wookiee.
Like Chewbacca's one of the good ones.
No. It's one I will accept. Didn't say he was good. Separate but equal, even with Chewbacca.
Whoa. Now that's controversial.
I wish he would have blown up in the last movie. And then they saved him, which was stupid. Because most of Star Wars at this point is stupid. Let's go to Eric, who wants to talk Astros. The Astros made a big trade, not well received. What does Eric think? What's up, Eric?
Yeah, I don't think this trade, even if they go deep in the playoffs, justifies the trade. Maybe if they win the World Series, do you think it would justify the trade to get rid of J-Lo and Wagner and Bloss? And also, hopefully, the cameo of Wolverine, hopefully he does not play Wolverine in future films, if you know what I'm talking about. And I forgot Ryan Reynolds was in the movie Blade. Was he in the first one or the second one?
He was in the third
I'll
one.
I'll hang up and listen.
He was in the third one.
Oh, the third one?
Yes.
Okay. Good show, Joe.
Appreciate it. The least successful of the Blades. I don't know money-wise, but as far as reception, least successful, because that was Ryan Reynolds at a point. He was all in a bunch of garbage.
That is funny with Ryan Reynolds. The punchline is always like, wasn't the Green Lantern so bad? It's like, dude, you have a lot of stinkers.
Yeah.
you could spread the love on the stinker.
Yeah, don't worry.
Didn't I make a stinker?
Your early superhero stuff, not good. And then you throw in your initial Deadpool appearance. Terrible too. Although I can't blame you for that. That was how they decided to do it. You weren't the star. You weren't the driving force in that one. In the one of the Wolverine ones, I forgot what it was called.
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
There it is. What he also asked. Oh, okay. Let's get back to the trade. The only way this trade is worth it and it's justifiable is not just if the Astros won a World Series, because maybe they win it without contributions from. Kikuchi, you say Kikuchi. If he is a major contributor or even a guy who can come in and get outs in the playoffs, even if it's just in a relief role, then you can start to work your way around some of the disappointment of trading those prospects. If he is someone who gets out, gets big outs, helps them win the World Series, cool. Is that the standard? Does he have to help them win a World Series for this trade to be okay? Like if they win another, if they get to the ALCS again and he's a contributor, but they don't win it, are we still upset? I think that's determined by what happens with those three guys, whether they're in Toronto or someplace else.
Yeah, or if Kikuchi's good. Yeah. Because there is a case for, because I've seen a lot of people be like, he's not even going to play. How much is he really going to start? I do think there's always the the possibility for not just one of the injuries currently happening to one of the Astros pitchers lingering, but a new injury could always pop up with these guys.
Yeah.
And you also have the Blanco and Brown combination who are really in their first, I guess Brown started games last year, but Blanco especially in his first year as a full-time starter, we've seen before these guys, once they start hitting innings that they've never thrown before, start to stall out a little bit. And I'm not saying the Linsandy run is over for Ronel Blanco, but there is a chance that it's not the same as it was at the first half of the season.
Yeah, you just
so there's
know.
A chance that Kikuchi does overtake Blanco in the rotate, or Brown, who's another guy who started off terribly and now has found his form. But if you look at the game logs, it's against a lot of Oakland A's and a lot of the Marlins. It's against a lot of the dregs of baseball.
Yeah, you just don't know what those guys will be as the innings pile up and the pitches pile up and the moments continue to get bigger. Just to assume that the Brown Blanco thing, and hell, we know Fromber ain't the strongest depending on what happens. Like, mentally, he can get cooked really quickly. So the backbone of this rotation, the three guys at this point you're depending on, there are question marks surrounding all of them for different reasons. So Kikuchi at any point could be someone that all of a sudden, and Dana Brown talked about it, stabilizes the rotation. I just don't know what it means for the two guys we've expected to be back for a while. I talked about in the first segment. When are Verlander and Garcia going to be dependent on, if at all, the rest of the way? That is the biggest question so far, and maybe is actually why this move got made, and they were willing to give up as much as they were willing to give up for what appears to be a rental, and a rental who has not pitched well. And we'll hear from Espada when we come back. He talks about why they like Kikuchi and his stuff, but it isn't just he's a finished product. He's going to come in and be what he was. They know that there are some things they need to do. So we'll hear from Joe Espada when we come back. He spoke after the game. But first, let's talk about MyBookie. Maybe you think the Kikuchi move is the difference between the Astros winning the division and not. You could put some money down at MyBookie.ag. Or you'd rather not think about the Astros right now because that's a trade depresses you, and you want to put some money down on the U.S. 3-on-3 team playing Germany. That's going on right now. Haley Van Lift is out there balling. Early lead. Maybe you think the U.S. not only dominates in 5-on-5 in men and women's basketball, maybe they dominate in 3-on-3. And you think you got a chance to win some money there as they go for the gold. There are multiple ways to have some fun and win money because MyBookie lets you bet on really almost anything, whether it be USC, the Olympics, baseball, soccer, all is available at MyBookie. And of course, if you're not into sports betting, they also have the live casino option where you can play cards. They have the live dealers that make it a really fun experience, an interactive one, because MyBookie provides all that for you and more. Remember, use the promo code BET975 for a sign-up bonus, or maybe you're just coming back in as an existing customer. You can use BET975 for that too. Go to MyBookie.ag and bet on anything, anywhere, anytime with MyBookie.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
Welcome back to the show. Trade goes down last night. Astros lose as well. Back in the bullpen, other than Abreu, struggled. Lose a game they're up 2-0 in. Paul Skeens, we're close to handing him a loss, but he was still really good, only gave up the 2 runs, but it wasn't enough. And to be fair to him, Pirates were kicking the ball around in the inning that he gave up the run, so it wasn't even really on him. But the Astros found a way to take a lead late, or at least have a lead late, just didn't matter. Because the Presley-Hader thing, that combo, which at points you're like, okay, feels pretty good to see those guys out there mowing guys down. Then at other points, like, oof. And Hader's been a problem when he is not closing games. I don't know if I want to call him Josh Giles or Ken Hader. But at one point, Ken Giles was awesome when he was closing games. At any other point, he was a disaster. And Josh Hader, maybe he's not in the disaster category, but the ERA in save situations, 2.61, a whip of 0.823. In non-save situations, his ERA is nearly 4.5 with a whip of 1.069. So a marked difference in the way he pitches when he's got a chance to go close out a game. Going to need better, particularly in the postseason, if the Astros get there. Last night's loss didn't help. Thankfully, the Mariners were getting blown off the field by the Red Sox. So didn't cost the Astros anything other than a chance to take a full game lead, remain percentage points ahead. But that's not the big news, and really overshadowed by the trade. And Joe Espada talked about the trade afterwards. He was asked about Kikuchi and what he can bring and what the Astros like. Here is the Astros manager on the acquisition of Yusei Kikuchi.
You know, his stuff has always been really good. What I'm excited about is just to get him with our pitching department and make some adjustments to, you know, how he pitches, you know, how he can be a little more efficient. But the stuff is really good. It's plus stuff. He's been successful in the East there for a while. So, you know, we are really excited to have him.
Glad you're excited. Maybe it's enough to make up for the lack of excitement in the rest of the city. Look, they're going to be the actually guys who will go on Twitter and talk about the stuff and say what he's capable of, but he's been okay as a pitcher his entire career. He was much better earlier this year, and that's a good thing because his numbers overall would be even worse because lately he has underperformed. And the Blue Jays were asked about it. John Schneider, their manager, discussed the trade. And they were very happy about the acquisitions. And they talked about Kikuchi being a good guy. But they are thrilled to have Jake Bloss, Loperfido, and Wagner there. So if you're looking at Kikuchi this year, 4-9, which immediately is like, oof, not great. And it's been particularly the last month plus or so. He has been an all-star once. So he is a 36-46 pitcher overall with an ERA almost at 4.8. There are other numbers that the Astros are concerned with. They love a spin rate. They love a swing and miss guy. He is that type of pitcher. And you heard Joe Espada discuss trying to, or they will get their pitching department. I feel like they're like a mechanic. Give him an oil change.
Pop the hood.
Take a look under the trunk. See what's going on. Maybe he needs a tune-up. And that's what you can probably look at Kikuchi coming in here and getting a tune-up. And they've done this before.
Yeah, with Gerrit Cole 5 years ago.
Yeah, they find guys who fit their profile, tweak some things, ask for them to do different things, and for the most part has led to really good success. Kikuchi's just next in line, unfortunately.
Brent Strom's not walking through that door.
That's true, but the associates, Miller and I forgot the other guy's name, they went in and, hey, Hunter Brown, throw a sinker. You don't have to throw it all the time, but add it to your repertoire if they're struggling early. And look what happened to Hunter Brown. So they have a recent success case. Let's not just give it all to the butcher, Brent Strom. He didn't do everything.
I think it's Miller and Murphy.
I think it's Miller and Murphy. Yeah.
It's Miller and another M name.
I don't even like calling them a law firm. They sound more like a creative team who directs movies or writes movies. That's what they sound like. Miller and Murphy sounds like someone Marvel would hire for their next movie.
It sounds like Lord and Miller.
Yeah, exactly. Like. That's why I'm thinking of it. They don't sound like a law firm. They
made the Lego movie.
Yeah, that's what they sound like. Lord and Murphy or Miller and Murphy have had recent success. Hunter Brown specifically. So let's not give it all to Brent Strom. But yes, I know the architect of everything that's gone on here. Understood. Also, arm injury guy too. If I want to blame him for anything.
This is a great, I forgot about this.
The butcher.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, these guys got hurt after he was gone. Well, not McCullers. He stay injured. But Javier, Verlander, McCullers, France, all doing the things that Brent Strom told this organization would be great for pitching. And it has worked out. Not for those guys' elbows and forearms, though.
Yeah.
And shoulders. That's they've been paper mache.
Do you think he's ever met Tom Thibodeau? And he's like, I love what you do here.
I think they would meet and they would agree on a lot of things. Him and Augie Garrido too. Wayne Graham. They'd all get along. They have a certain philosophy. And it's like,
I mean, even Dusty Baker.
They're like, F those arms. Arms, F those arms.
Cubs Dusty Baker walks them around.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Maybe we just call that the old school guys. They have a certain way of doing things. Although the Astros, the way they do things is new school. Well, it was considered new school, but, you know, what's the sacrifice? The arms of the pitchers who are leading you to division titles and ALCS and World Series championships. So it is what it is. Hopefully those guys come back, Verlander and Garcia, and we avoid some of the, I don't know if you want to call it bad pitching luck or injury luck, whatever. Let's avoid that going forward. We've had enough. I think we've had our fair share. But Midland Murphy, maybe they'll turn Kikuchi around and he becomes their next find. He is a little older than the most recent guys. I mean, Charlie Morton was in his age range, but he's a little older than those guys. I have hopes that he'll be better than he has been in the last month plus or so. I don't expect some giant turnaround. And then he's gone. We're gonna have Kikuchi for a couple months, likely, and then we're gonna say we hardly knew ye when he's on to his next stop. That's also a concerning part. It's not like one of those things where they, oh, we got team control, or he's under contract,
so
he'll be around for a couple years. So even if it doesn't work out this year, we have a whole offseason to start tweaking some things, or he can come back next season. It feels like an all or nothing next couple months, and you traded away two major league players, whether they were experienced enough to be on this roster or even really ready. Maybe they were just here because of injuries, but they were here, and you've given them away for a trial period. It's like you got software in your computer, and you've decided after two, it's usually a month, but hey, maybe it's a two-month trial, and after 2 months, you're like, I don't want this anymore, except they won't have any, except maybe Kikuchi says, I don't want to be here anymore. So he does have, he could always say no, even if they do offer him a contract.
And we had to delete the software that was already on our computer.
Yeah, you had to get rid of some favorites that weren't living up to what you might think. But, you know, that it was early versions of that software. You thought it could grow. But now you said, I got a more finished product. That ain't great. It's a little buggy. But
and
I think,
I'll only have it for 3 months.
But I think it can get the job done. And that's what the Astros are doing now. Hoping they can get the job done with a little couple of tweaks. And that's where we are. A guy who's established and a much better player, if we're making a comparison, is Danico Autry. But he won't be available. While Kikuchi may be pitching for the Astros in the postseason during that same time frame, Danico won't be playing for the Houston Texans. A 6-game suspension. We'll talk about that when we come back. And if we get sound, we'll hear from D'Amico Ryans because he's expected to speak on the Danico Autry suspension after practice today. So we are almost an hour in. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. We're taking you to till 12, and then it's Gallant and George followed by the Killer Bees. We'll be back.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
Welcome back. So while a lot of the focus was on the Astros last night because of the trade that resulted in three young players going to Toronto for, let's just say, an underwhelming acquisition in Kikuchi, the Texans were dealing with something where one of their veteran pass rushers and a guy who probably in non-pass rushing moments was going to play a lot of defensive tackle was suspended. Danico Autry, the former Tennessee Titan, was suspended for 6 games for PEDs. And football cares less about it. In fact, whether right or wrong, a lot of people are like, well, okay, he's plays football. To be expected. Someone is using something illegally to gain an advantage. It has less of a stigma than it does in baseball, we know. Danico Autry will be welcome back. He'll be fine. Hell, he's at practice tonight or today. I saw him in one of the clips walking out to practice. Not practicing, but he was out there. It just has less of a stigma. But he won't be available for the Texans for 6 games. And that's rough. I don't think they have a great defensive tackle rotation. It's fine. Danico Autry was certainly going to bolster that. And, of course, he will be back for later in the year. the guy getting suspended for PEDs is whatever. I did think it was funny how he described it. He issued a statement immediately, and, you know, he was talking about his reputation. Over the course of my 10-year NFL career, I have never engaged in the use of performance-enhancing drugs. Over that period, I've been subject to countless tests, none of which have ever returned a positive result. I was therefore stunned this offseason when I learned that one of my tests returned a positive result. That's okay. Everyone does that type of stuff. I found it funny that he blamed the pharmacy that provided him with the prescription. This doctor gave it to him, had the pharmacy fill it out, and he said this: I immediately investigated the matter and discovered that a pharmacy to which my doctor submitted a prescription for a different medication had, whether intentionally, recklessly, or negligently, included a banned substance. So what is he saying? Does he believe that either they're too dumb to do their job, or they went out of their way to screw him over? Those three words make me think one of those things he believes happened. They screwed me over on purpose, or they're bad at their jobs, and that's how they screwed me over. I don't want to just say this is bluster. I don't know DeNico Autry. I don't know the man's character. I'm going to rule out that the pharmacy was out to get him. I'm just going to say they weren't trying in a malicious or reckless way or intentionally tried to screw you over. Maybe they were just simply negligent. I could understand them messing that up, although I don't know a lot of pharmacies who just screw orders up. I don't remember. I'm sure it's happened to people.
Pharmacies are... They play fast and loose with the pill.
Now, we're not talking about a CVS pharmacy. Likely, it's probably not Walgreens or your local pharmacy. I'm sure it's a place that specializes in prescriptions for athletes. I'm not sure he's rolling into the CVS up the street here.
Oh, really?
And they screwed it up for him. I'm sure because of these types of things, it's a specialized place where they make it, maybe make it on site, and he picks it up. I don't know, man. I'm going to say, if anything, you're not telling the truth, or they were, in his words, negligent. Don't think they intentionally tried to get you suspended. Unless there's a deeper, darker conspiracy that I don't know about.
Yeah. I need to find out what pharmacy you went to. And then
where the money is coming from?
Yeah, either the money's coming from, look at the owner.
Is he a secret?
Dox him.
Is he a secret Colts fan that we don't know about?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're on the same page.
We're going to treat him like we treat officials in college football or professional sports. Who did you root for growing up? Oh, now you're just calling the Celtics game and they get all the calls? Okay. What's that about? That actually happened. Some guy had to – either they took him off Celtics games, or there was an investigation about how come the Celtics were being favored. And it turns out, you look into his past, was a Celtics fan.
Not even like his past. Like –
yeah, it was
recent,
it was like on his Twitter and Instagram, whatever
recent
it was.
Instagram photos of like all of his kids in Celtics jerseys.
Yeah, so maybe that's the case. Maybe that pharmacy is owned by a Colts fan, or maybe a disgruntled Tennessee Titan fan. Can't believe DeNico Autry left us.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Yeah, Amy Adams went in and slid a
couple bucks.
Slid someone, a 20.
The rivalry even stretches to getting guys suspended beyond the color scheme of a jersey. We're going deep now. One of our players.
I mean,
they took two players. We gotta look out for Ashayir.
Yeah,
Ashayir.
Yeah.
He may be next.
Yeah,
we never know.
Need to be looking at what supplements he's taking.
And of course, DeAndre should be aware too that the Texans might fight back.
Yeah,
you're ready
for some tainted Mexican meat. Shout out to Dwayne Brown.
I do hope that D'Amico addresses this and says, because D'Amico's not gonna talk.
What? Who?
DeNico won't talk,
but
D'Amico will talk.
Okay.
I hope D'Amico Ryans addresses this and simply just ask some questions. Who was that pharmacy funded by?
The Texans are so lucky that you do this show, and so you can't be at
just a stupid troublemaker for them. Excuse me, D'Amico. Are we sure that the pharmacy that Autry got his medication from isn't funded by Amy Adams Strunk? Have you looked into that?
Yeah. Just keep a third eye open.
I'm not saying that is the case. I just think we should ask some questions. Do your own research, I would say.
Yeah. So, about where Danico Autry gets his whatever supplements, is that what he called him? What did he call him?
He didn't call him illegal drugs. he did call him supplements and said, "I want to be clear, at no time did I know or even suspect that this medication contained a banned substance." Of course, he went into, after discovering my positive tests, I appealed and all those things and got legal counsel. If you got legal counsel and you think this pharmacy's out to get you, then I expect a lawsuit because it costs you money. They're ruining your – not ruining because, like I said, people don't care that much about football players doing it. But it hurts your reputation.
Yes, in the courtroom way, you can,
yes, your reputation's been harmed.
Reputation's been harmed.
So I hope with legal counsel you prosecute or at least investigate this to the fullest extent. And if it's deemed that they were out to get you because of a conspiracy that we haven't uncovered yet, sue them. Or
we'll uncover this conspiracy.
Or it's possible. It's possible, but we don't know. We can take the man at his word. But if we want to be cynics, it's possible that he got caught doing something he shouldn't have been doing. That's possible. That's on the table, too. I'm not saying that's what happened, but it's possible. You know, Duane Brown claimed tainted meat, and he was right. You made the reference. So maybe, maybe tainted pills or tainted supplements are the reason why we're going to miss that on Danico Autry for six games.
His supplements were stepped on.
You cut it. Oh, you're cutting my stuff? What? So that's the news that happened earlier in the day yesterday. Your prize acquisition as far as defensive tackles are concerned. I mean, I know Danielle Hunter's the prize on the defensive line overall, but Danico Autry was a big deal for them.
Yeah, Danico Autry was probably the second, or definitely the second biggest
defensive acquisition, definitely.
Probably fourth overall.
Yeah, it was a big offseason for the Texans. He was part of it, and you're going to miss him for, a third of the season?
Yeah.
That's a tough thing to deal with.
He'll be fresh late in the season,
though. You got Fadakasi nearly injuring C.J. Stroud.
I know.
I think it's C.J. Stroud stepped on him, not Fadakasi stepped
out,
on him.
Chill out, Fadakasi.
You're too close to the quarterback. I mean, maybe use that energy in the regular season against another quarterback. Because I'd appreciate you being that close to Anthony Richardson or Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Stay away from the quarterback. And then we've got the other defensive tackle going to be out for six games. So it'll be up to Fadakasi, among others, and Tim Settle and Mario Edwards, who is now, I believe, listed as a defensive tackle, to pick up for your prime inside pass rusher. We'll see how the Texans respond. They got plenty of time to figure it out. So we'll see how that goes. And I saw the positive spin that, hey, he'll be fresh for the back half of the season. I always find the positives. Or the negative is he won't be the same without his illegal drugs.
Ah, come on.
I'm not saying – look, he's always – I wouldn't suggest that it's the reason he's been good at his advanced age as far as football is concerned.
Danico McGuire is what you're calling him?
Danico Canseco. I don't know. I don't believe it's the only reason he's been really good. I do think it's funny that he believes someone's out to get him. Maybe. Maybe stick with the negligent thing.
He's just saying it's possible.
It's possible that someone intentionally tried to screw him. The pharmacy intentionally tried to
when
screw him.
When you say it like that.
Yes, that's what he's saying. Not what I'm saying. That's what he's saying.
When you say it like that, it sounds...
Look,
more unrealistic. That's
that for whatever reason, pharmacist. Someone working at that pharmacy decided, I'm going to screw this guy over.
But he also knows what's on the NFL banned substance list.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of just normal medicine that's on the NFL banned substance list.
For a normal person, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, that you or I could easily take.
So he believes. So if it's a negligent thing, okay, they made a mistake. If it's intentional, he is suggesting that someone looked at the banned substance list and said, you know what? I didn't really like Danico Autry very much.
Slip some five-syllable word.
Yeah,
with three X's in it.
That's banned. Slip it into the concoction. Make those pills and screw him over. That is what he might be implying here. I'm gonna go with either it's all subterfuge and he's trying to build a distraction, or they just didn't do their jobs correctly. Those are the two options for me.
Yes, I think it's possible that either. It was an accident, just a whoops, on the pharmacy's part, or I'm not. I'm saying it's not out of the realm of possibility that Danico Autry is like, yeah. Let me take some of the good stuff.
Hey, I'm with a new team.
Or let me take some of the good stuff and just didn't check that it was on the ban list.
It's maybe he tries something new and it turns out, you know, the rules are probably updated all the time with what they will and won't allow. In this case, it was something that wasn't checked thoroughly. But you know what? We'll be okay. We'll hear from D'Amico, not D'Nico, a little bit later today, and we'll see what he says. Or there's a pharmacist out there wearing a Titans jersey under his coat. Maybe wearing a Titans jersey under their coat. Yeah. You never know. Rips off that coat. There's a Will Levis jersey underneath.
Listening to the show on the app, smiling.
Yeah. Guys, you think it's implausible, but it's more plausible than you think. the villain laugh breaks out when because they've done what they had to do. You know what? Why would D'Nico Autry be the target? I mean, if we're trying to do something, what does CJ Stroud take?
Because he's the Texan that's going to their pharmacy. He's their one shot, one opportunity to seize everything they ever want.
Okay, that's true. We don't know if there's a wide network of Tennessee pharmacists. Tennessee Titan fan pharmacists in Houston trying to screw over the Texans.
We don't know that.
You're correct. So it may be their one opportunity, and they took it, and D'Nico Autry happened to be the guy. That's what that last 8 minutes was, is what I mean when I say haven of nonsense. And that's why we're generally late for breaks, which we are right now. We're done with hour one. We'll get to hour two. Maybe some more serious conversation about the Astros. We'll hear from Joey Loperfido. He spoke last night, very emotional about his departure. And there's also a couple clips from Dana Brown we'll get to as well. At 1 hour in, we got 1 hour to go here on the show. We'll be back.
ESPN 97.5.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite spots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.